This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Ukraine's President Zelensky has been paying a surprise visit to the Netherlands, the International Criminal Court in The Hague, which has issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin for alleged war crimes in Ukraine. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Zelensky has arrived amid a backdrop of violence in Ukraine after a spate of Russian attacks throughout the country. The Ukrainian president's visit also comes a day after Russia announced an assassination attempt by drone on Russian President Vladimir Putin. The ICC have issued an arrest warrant for President Putin on charges of unlawful deportation of children from Ukraine to Russia.
The AP's Karen Shamas reporting. Police have arrested a man accused of opening fire inside the waiting room of an Atlanta medical practice, killing one woman and wounding four others. They identify him as 24-year-old Dion Patterson. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens says people ought to be able to go about their daily lives without fearing that they'll be shot.
We need more actions about the rights of our citizens to go about their lives, to be able to go to a doctor's office, to a supermarket, to a gas station, or to their school without the threat of being gunned down.
Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens, he was heard there on WSB-TV in Atlanta. Vice President Kamala Harris meets today with the CEOs of four companies developing artificial intelligence. The Biden administration says it wants to make sure that AI improves people's lives without putting their rights and safety at risk. Mortgage rates have more than doubled since 2022. The cost of auto loans is up, too. So is the cost of credit card borrowing. Well, now the Fed is raising the key interest rate again by a quarter point to the highest level in 16 years. This is AP News. Is Facebook misleading parents? The AP's Ed Donahue has this story and the pushback from Facebook.
The Federal Trade Commission is accusing Facebook of misleading parents and failing to protect the privacy of kids. It involves the Facebook Messenger Kids app. The FTC says Facebook parent company Meta misrepresented the access it provided to app developers to private user data. The FTC wants to make sweeping changes to a 2020 privacy order with Meta that would prohibit it from profiting from data it collects on users under 18. This would include data collected through its virtual reality products. Meta called the announcement a political stunt, being singled out while allowing Chinese companies like TikTok to operate without constraint on American soil. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Down day on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow lost 270 points yesterday. The S&P fell 28 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.